Good day all. This is Michelle Masurgeon for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network, and my guest today is Barbie Esquerdo. Hopefully I didn't massacre your name. Community Empowerment Manager at Hunger Free America. Welcome, Barbie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Good afternoon.
So can you tell our listeners what is the organization Hunger Free America? What's his mission?
Sure. So Hunger Free America is a national nonprofit organization that engages in both advocacy and direct services. We serve low-income people by lifting up the policy solutions we develop in collaboration with our communities and bringing them into the room where decisions are made. We believe that the emergency food systems fills a gap, but the answer to long-term hunger is an expansion and increased participation of the federal safety net. Nutrition programs like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which is also known as SNAP, and was formerly known as food stamps, are designed to address hunger and to expand with the size of the need so that every eligible person who applies will get it. Not only do these benefits provide 10 meals for every one that a food pantry can serve, it also has reimbursement mechanisms that can generate funds for the city and state government as well, as it preserves jobs at grocery stores and supermarkets. There's a lot of benefits to programs like this, but there's also a lot of stigma and a lot of barriers to people applying. My role is to engage people of low-income communities and the community itself throughout the country and to help them learn about the services that are available to them. My goal is to help make their voices heard and push government to do more to help them, not less. And anyone can do this work if they know how, and we just hope that our work won't be necessary someday because we'll have solved hunger.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. So what communities and what areas are you serving in your role?
So I serve on a national scale. So okay. I am currently working on our Food Action Board. And what that basically is what I'm doing for the Food Action Board is I'm looking for people with lived experience, just as myself, who are willing to testify at Congress, get into these rooms with senators, legislators, and explain why these programs aren't working. If they are, what is, what needs to be fixed, how it's affecting the community. So because I personally have been a part of an organized group like that, I'm now blessed enough to say that I'm on the other side and helping to find people to do the same things that I've been doing.
What does it mean for someone to be food insecure? You know, can you share some stories? And if you want to share your story?
Absolutely. Being food insecure, in all honesty, where I would have to start personally is how it's affected me. I have dealt with a lot of shame, a lot of embarrassment, because I was featured in a documentary called A Place at the Table, which talks about hunger in America. In that documentary, you can see me struggling to feed my kids. You can see that, like, they have a shot of my kids eating Chef Boyardee and I'm in another room eating a sandwich, no mayonnaise, no, just, you know, bread, cheese, and salami. And I was separated from them because I didn't want them to see that I wasn't having the same meal that they had. And in the beginning of the documentary, I talk about how, like, I would never feed my kids Chef Boyardee because I had to eat that every day growing up. And then, of course, throughout the documentary, they show you that eventually I do have to resort to that. What it does to you psychologically are things that can affect you for the rest of your life. And I still struggle to talk about these things without getting emotional. So I apologize if it happens. I've been through situations where I've had to yell at my kids and force them to go to sleep because they said they were hungry and I just didn't have anything to give them. I've been in situations where I've had to go to food banks, food pantries, soup kitchens, and at times they were at capacity. I've been on the other side volunteering and working for food organizations and having to tell people we don't have any more. I worked for the Coalition Against Hunger for a few years here in Philadelphia, I went from, you know, knowing what it's like to go through these programs and how hard the application processes are and how they're delayed and how social workers are overworked. And then, you know, here I am having the ability to fill out these applications for people over the phone, getting their paperwork for them, submitting them all together in their application. But in the same sense, having to tell them, well, you qualify for $16. And it hurts to know, like, it was a double-edged sword, because it's like, you know, I know that these programs aren't perfect, but we're helping someone, right, in some way. So you have to feel good and be happy. But again, telling a senior who has to pay for their own medication and has co-pays for their doctor visits that you're eligible for $16 a month in food stamps really doesn't help them. So it was hard. I still struggle at times with feeling like I might be an unfit mother because I've exposed my struggles to the public. You know, this stuff is Googleable. It's going to be out for the rest of their lives. Like, I've wondered how it's going to affect my children. I've also struggled with feeling less than, and like I have to prove myself harder than other people. Burnout happens a lot more. The shame takes over at times of having to admit that this is what I've been through. This is my life. And to still focus on trying to make people see that there are millions of people out there like me who are struggling. But it's a little harder when you use yourself in order to make changes.
Right.
So what I hope to do in the 13 years that I've been doing this is to make that process a little easier. Because I didn't have any guidance when I started telling my story. So if I can help find people and help them throughout the process with finding mental health resources, finding out if there's any other programs that might help them that affect their social determinants of health. You know, it might not just be food insecurity. There's poverty, there's housing issues, there's domestic violence, there's violence, there's drugs. There's a lot of things that go on in these neighborhoods that sometimes when you're from these neighborhoods, you just feel like they don't care.
Yeah.
It's not gonna matter.
I appreciate you sharing your story and, you know, its impact on you and just the struggle for individuals to go through an application process is a barrier. And here all people want is food. How important then would you say are food pantries?
I think that food pantries are very necessary. The problem is that sometimes when people look at food solutions, they look at, okay, it's either this or that. And what we need to realize is that it's a combination of things. If we're really going to solve this issue and not just, you know, resolve a problem, if we want a true solution, then it takes a lot of things working together. You know, the SNAP program is a supplement. It's supposed to help you and not give you everything that you need. So there are a lot of working families who are on SNAP, but still don't have enough. From my personal experience, when I would go through that, that's where I would go. I would go to the food pantries. At the time in my neighborhood, there were certain limitations, like you can only go once every 30 days and things like that. But when you're in those situations, there's not just one solution.
Okay.
There might be, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to have to kind of move this along because we're getting near the end of our time.
Sure.
Is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners that we haven't touched upon? And is there any suggestions that you would like to, if you were talking to a politician, what would you say?
I think that politicians should definitely bring more people with lived experience to the room. I think that when considering what programs should have their funding cut or their budgets edited, that they should definitely have in consideration the people that they're affecting. If there's anything that any message that I would want people to hear is that, you know, you're not alone in experiencing this. And if there's any way that, you know, I myself or Hunger Free America can help connect people to resources, then we most definitely will do so.
Well, I hate to end the program, and I thank you so much for being with me today, Barbie.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And this is Michelle Masurgeon for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.